Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chisa Pod. My name is Masego Siamela. In studio today, we have with us Lasizwe.
Yay!
Well, I call him Lasizwe.
Wow, Lasizwe. Why do you call me Lasizwe?
Because you're slaying, honey.
Am I?
Yes.
Thank you. It's a compliment. Like, thank you. I'm trying. It's 2020, honey. 20 plenty.
Definitely, yes. Definitely. Today, Lasizwe will be talking about his current projects and what he thinks about certain trending topics in SA.
Uyazi umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re mongwaneng. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yonke into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa Pod.
Chisa! So how are you doing, Lasizwe?
I'm good. I think 2020, is slow, but it's good. You know, I'm pushing, I'm focusing, I'm doing a lot of things, a lot of self-introspection. You know, I'm discovering that this year I might not be in a relationship. I might be in a relationship. And I'm discovering my body. I'm discovering a lot of things about myself, which is quite exciting for me.
Before you talk about what's keeping you so busy projects-wise.
Yeah.
I want us to talk about these five trending topics.
Okay. Oh, my God. Let's get into it.
Earlier this week, Cesar Dlomo wanted to fight a social media hater he insulted his three-wheeled bike.
Oh, my God.
The second story, Semizia Mohale announcing that they'll be having their third wedding in
a
Italy.
A third one.
Imagine a third wedding.
Still, my invitation.
In Italy. And Demi Lee and her husband are moving into a million rand, Florida mansion.
Patung!
Imagine 44 million rands.
Sabawell.
The fourth story, Fitness Bunny Sebatle on Itumeleng Breakup, how she was talking about how she fully couldn't remember why she fell in love with him. It's sad, but hey, that happens. And unfortunately, DJ Zintle is furious with British Airways after her luggage was allegedly broken into during a flight to Durban.
Hectic. Okay, I can relate to dear, you know, but okay, cool.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for these topics. Are we dissecting them one by one?
Definitely.
Let's do this, on my word. Guys, bear in mind, it is not too Lasizwe, it is Lasizwe. There are two different things. So if I throw shade, it is Lasizwe that is throwing shade. So if you see me in the street, it's not me.
We're ready. Earlier this week, media personality Cesar Dlomo challenged a troll to a street fight after he threw shade at his three-wheel bike. The Twitter user decided to shade Cesar Dlomo's choice in rights, saying, I'm going to try my Zulu, Eslamagwala lesi, meaning the bike is for cowards, implying that real men drive two-wheeled bikes. Cesar did not take that well, and he and the tweet ended up having a Twitter exchange of words, which escalated to them wanting to fight physically. Showing how serious he was about wanting to fight the tweep, Sizwe sent his location.
You lie!
Yep. He sent his location and then waited so patiently for the troll to appear. However, he did not appear. What are your thoughts, Lasizwe? I mean,
number
would you
one,
do this?
Number one, big ups to Sizwe. I mean, it's the name, Sizwe. You know, you know, my name just went to France, you know, and at the law, you know. But it's the Sizwe. You know, all Sizwes, I know them. Imbokodo, they're brave. And, you know, sometimes Twitter trolls, you know, we say, guys, don't entertain them. You don't entertain them. But sometimes Twitter trolls are just too much. Like, you know, the other day I was dealing with this other troll. I don't want to mention his name because I'm going to make him famous.
Yes.
He was actually attacking Casper Nyoves and saying that Casper's been consistent for 3 years, but he's never released a good song, whatever. And Casper clapped back and said to him, listen, I've got two Bentleys, I've got two mansions, and I'm good for that. And I commented, finish him. Then I think he saw the tweet, and then he's like, oh yeah, I'm coming for Lasizwe, not knowing that I'ma get you blocked on Twitter. I'ma get you suspended.
What?
And his account got suspended. Shoot. Because it's bullying.
Shoot, definitely.
So for me, sometimes, you know,
was that wise though for Cesar to wait there?
For me, sometimes, you know, it's
not knowing.
It's I don't know if it's wise or not, but I feel like we get to a point where we get fed up. You know, we're humans. You know, how many times do people tell me I'm not funny? You know? And imagine then if someone tells me that I got it from my mama that I'm not funny. Now I'm like, okay, cool. You're taking it to a personal level. So I feel like the three-wheeler, you know, whatever, the three-wheel bike. Thing, bike, whatever Cesar had, maybe it was a personal thing that he had that was something, you know, it touched him, or maybe he saved so much and he purchased it and it made him feel fulfilled. That when someone commented about it, that he, that's small boy things, it touched him. And I mean, I'd do the same thing if someone talked about something that is a value position to me or I took time to save. So,
Would you put yourself in danger? Like serious danger.
I mean, you know, that's a little bit tricky because now you sent your live location. But knowing Cizwe, he's a smart man. I think he sent a live location of somewhere else. You know,
he was there. He said he even tweeted a video. Waiting.
Oh well, Dad. Well, honey, you know, Cizwe, honey, if you listen to this, you know, listen to this very carefully. People are crazy out there. Yeah. They're gonna shoot your ass. Yes. And you're gonna die. And I'm gonna speak at your funeral and say that you were a wise man, but that wasn't wise, you know. So, yeah, this is a certain degree, so I'm 50-50 on it.
Your advice?
Advice is just, I don't know.
For all these celebs out there, I get trolled every now and then.
I think advice for celebs, take it with a pinch of salt, you know. There's someone that I associate myself with a lot of motivational people. They say that the higher you go, you know, the more people try to throw at you because it's easy to throw up, but it's very difficult to throw down. So the more you elevate, the more people are going to ask and question how you elevating and they not elevating. So it's just a matter of power and just owning your throne.
So the second story, just when you thought they were done, Sumizi and Mohale just showed us how much they were balling different than the rest of us.
I know. Like, I'm still, like, looking forward to seeing their wedding. Like
their third wedding. The second one.
The second one. The Showmax experience.
I mean?
You know, like, it's so crazy because I wasn't invited, by the way.
And how you feel about that?
I'm a bit sad.
Shame, man.
To be honest, like... You know, when I
and why are we whispering?
Because, you know, like, I don't know. Like, to be honest, like, I was a little bit touched, you know, because, like, when I came into the game, I looked up to Sumizi, and he was my father, like, industry father and all of those things. And I think, like, a lot of industry people didn't like our relationship, and they got into the relationship and interfered. And it caused a drift between him and I. And then I was just like, dude, because I'm actually, like, friends with his friends. And, like, it was just like, oh, shucks, you know, because we'd eat.
I know, right?
And then we would hang out, like, it would be, like, that awkward tensity and stuff. And because, you know, like, Sumizi is, like, married to Mahale. So whatever, maybe, tensivity, I made a new English word.
I was about to check my dictionary.
That I had with Sumizi, I'm sure he had disclosed with Mahale that, okay, no, it's a little bit tense with me and Lasize or whatever happened, whatever transpired. Because I till this day, I don't know, like, what caused the drift between him and I.
Why don't you ask him on his
day? I have, you know, one thing.
DM him or something.
No, I have his number. I've reached out and I've said, because, you know, I had a part of relationship with him. I would call him on a Sunday, and we'd discuss everything. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, like, you know. So now the same thing happened with Mahali and I, like, because we were really close, we'd comment on each other's statuses because I have also his number and we'd like each other's pictures and it would be like friendship vibes. But now it's just like, okay, like, it's tense. Even like when we're hanging out, it's just like, okay, like, oh yeah, like, hi. That's why I have to drop my voice a bit. But anyway, it happened. You're going to watch it. I love them. I support them. And
what do you think about them having a third wedding?
What do I think of having them third wedding? The third wedding, I think the third wedding is amazing.
You know where it's going to be? Italy.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yes.
So are they flying everyone to Italy? Here,
I don't know. Apparently, they are inviting anyone who can afford.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So if you can afford.
If you can afford to go to Italy. So Mahale. You need to go to the embassy and all those things.
And Sumizi get ready. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Get
I'm happy for them. Yeah. You know what, guys? If you can do it, do it. You know? For me, knowing Somizi, I know his story about love. You know, the gay scene is really tough. Like, when you find that person, you have to hide him because, like, when you're out there, you're constantly, you're praying that people aren't looking for your man, you aren't getting DMs. Like, it's just rough. So for him to finally find, you know, that true happiness, that true love, and that gel, like, if he even has the 10th wedding, I'm excited for that because knowing him, like, I know personally, like, the relationships I've been, like, people know that, okay, last year, Lassie was in a relationship, but I could not disclose because I know that if I disclose, the next day, somebody going to be in my man's DM telling him that I want a business meeting with you, what I want a fish piece, but we know your intentions. You want to sleep with my man. I had to swear. But anyway, not to see, because we don't do that thing. We virgin. We virgin actors, okay? We just don't do that thing.
5 a.m.
5 a.m. Boys worldwide. We gymming only. That's the only thing we lift.
Okay. Damn, man. That was deep.
Yeah.
Now we've got another couple that's also balling different.
Who's this couple?
Demi Lee. Former Miss Universe.
Former Miss Universe. Okay.
Who recently got married.
Yes. I saw the wedding. Hubby. I saw the wedding on Instagram.
Tim Tebow. Yes.
Darling.
They will be moving into their luxurious Florida home. No. Why am I calling it a home? It's a mansion. Guess how much it is?
1 million?
44 million. Million rand. Imagine.
So Demi's got money.
Demi's husband.
Oh, they both got money.
Don't know. Wait, but what we know is that they're moving
into. I want to find out, like, when you enter Miss Universe, how much do they give you?
Oh, I don't know. Now you're saying the conversation completely different.
No, but I want to know because, you know,
in a, like, different direction.
Because that means I need to enter. I got to do this thing.
44 million rand.
You heard Sozibini. She said, take up space. Cement yourself in people's relationships. You know what I'm saying?
I can imagine that house. That mansion.
Darling.
Yeah.
Darling.
So these
congratulations to them.
We'll be
happy.
Moving in. They bought it.
I'm happy.
Her husband bought it last year, and
did
it
they
is,
buy cash?
I don't know,
darling.
I should do further research. Eh?
Listen, babe.
Next time.
Because,
I'm sorry.
I mean, did you see how they researched me when I said I bought a house?
Can we talk about that?
I know. I mean, that happened like 3 years
happened?
Ago.
What happened?
To
what
be
happened?
Honest, what happened was I moved into my apartment. And I posted from Soweto to Sandton. And I was dancing, I was celebrating, and the voice of a lady was like, you're only 18 or 19, and you're living in Sandton. And everyone's just like, oh my gosh, this is a congratulations.
Praise hands,
like,
emoji.
And I'm like, oh my God, I have made it, y'all. I have a house. Like,
in Sandton.
You know, in Sandton. You know, instead of just saying, guys, stop the praises. I am renting like everyone, you know, which is still an achievement, you know, to be honest. Yeah. At my age, you know, many people were like, okay, dude, like, you're doing well. And I was like, okay, cool. That means I really need to push more. But, you know, even Casper came through. I was like, oh, dude, this is only 19. And, yo, big ups. I'm so inspired. I'm like, oh, my God, even Casper tweeted me.
Oh, my gosh.
To think that y'all journalists are going to be, like, Googling my ass. And they Googled me, and then I got calls that, okay, you're lying. I'm like, but I didn't lie, guys. I really didn't lie. I just went with the flow.
But how did that make you feel, like, finding out that you're actually renting instead of, like,
you know what?
House?
I'm glad that my sister did what she did, you know, even though during the time I had so many questions on, like, why did Kanye do that? Why did she just call the journalist? Why didn't she call me and tell me that? But it was a lesson because it would have been a bigger story. Imagine me in the front page. Lasizwe lies. Details confirm at the home loan organization that Lasizwe didn't buy. Like, rather it come from someone that loves you than someone who doesn't care about you, that just needs to write a piece to get paid. So now, as I grow older, I get to understand the mentality of it. Okay, good. When you're buying, you know, you either have a choice to shut your mouth or to either to say that, okay, guys, to motivate other children that, okay, cool, guys, work hard and buy. But now these are the repercussions that you face with going public. But, you know, we live in a spotlight and people feel entitled in our lives. So in some kind of way, we have to announce every move we make.
Yeah. And how are you and your sister, Kanye?
We're good. You know, we call ourselves the sibling.
We noticed the pictures.
You know, we are the siblings, when you see us together,
I know, right?
It's a group. Mm. It's like Destiny's Child, but it's not Destiny's Child. It's the siblings. Uh-huh. Okay, that's the whole title of it. You know, we're pushing this thing of guys with your siblings come together, and you can conquer space together. You know, they say
maybe a reality show in the works. Maybe would you guys be open to that?
I don't want to say much. You know, I don't want to say much.
Is that a scoop?
I don't want to say much. Okay. I don't want to say much.
All right. All right. Our fourth story, Sibatle, Fitness Bunny Sibatle.
My fave.
Yes. So she spoke about how she was is on the road to recovery, right? Mm-hmm. Since her car accident in 2018.
Yes, the terrible car accident.
Yes. And how she had to let go of Bafana Bafana goalkeeper Itumeleng Nkune.
Oh, the one now? Wait, Kune, the one that's dating the Pukununuts.
I did not say that.
No, but I'm asking because we see it on Twitter.
What is Pukununu? I don't understand.
No, Pukununu, it's like me, you know, well, they used to call me a Pukununu when I was dating my man because my ex-man.
My recent ex-man.
Because he was a doctor, he was a neurosurgeon, he was big, you know. Yes, darling, you know, I can't date my ex, to be very honest, I can't. Mm. But he was in his... He was 35, 36. So you can see the age gap. So amongst his peers and his group and whatever, I was a Pukununu. I was called the Pukununu. He's called a lot of names, but they don't understand that it's not just about the age, it's about the connection, you know, because with me, I can't date people my age because people my age don't relate to me and I don't relate to them. They're going through textbooks, registration. They need to get to school. They need to go to the latest party. They need to get the latest cakes.
So what are you saying about Itumeleng Nkune dating Pukununus? What does that mean now that you've explained it?
Maybe Itumeleng wants to live his youth through her. Okay. Maybe Itumeleng is going through some things in his life that he wishes to relive or that, you know, that didn't go well in his life or whatever, and he just wants to revisit the chapter, which is okay. You know, it's okay. Example again, Somizi and Muhale. You know, so, and for me, I was even telling my friends, it's like, when Somizi says I do and Muhale says I do, if y'all judge me and get a whole 38-year-old, which 38 is still young, 48.
For me, yes.
No, for me. It's still young. 38-year-olds take care of themselves. We see them at the barber shop. We party with them. It's nice. But 48, quarter to 50, you know, quarter to wheel. You know, quarter to wheel.
Yes.
Don't judge me.
Quarter to wheel.
Don't judge me. You know, then, because for me, like, Somizi crawled so we could fly. You know, like... He set the pay for everybody. Like in South Africa, he had to go through the bashing. Somizi has been called so many names. Stabani.
Because of the people he prefers to date.
Yes.
Shame, man. So now, Fitness Bunny.
Yes.
Do you think it was a wise decision then, while she was recovering, right, for her to let go of the man that was there by her side?
I think, I know. You know what? Sometimes it depends on, like, the situation you're in. You know, for me, I remember when Sebastian got into that accident, like, because I was like kind of like I was an acquaintance to Sebastian. I knew her, and I knew the people that she was friends with because they were my friends also. So when she got into the accident, like, everyone's like, okay, cool, Sebastian is in the hospital, she's in the ICU, this and this and this, she's recovering, 1, 2, 3, Kune, and you could see the media, Kune is at the hospital, he's taking pictures, the recovery, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And sometimes, you know, when you at that space and in that situation in your life, you have to just let go just to focus on yourself. Because at that moment, you realize that, oh, damn, I could have died.
Mm.
And now you're thinking, okay, cool, let me recover. Let me focus on myself. You know, let me do that. Let me do this. Let me do that. And now on top of that, you need to manage a man. Mm. On top of that, he's a soccer player. And we know that soccer players.
But the thing is, he had a demanding job. He couldn't be by
that's
her side
true.
Every now and then. That's
and
the main
imagine,
reason why she
And
did,
imagine
she
the
go.
Stress of knowing that my man is playing there.
In Joburg.
I'm in Durban. Woo! Like, it's a stress, and I commend her for doing that because
she
was mine.
And now he's moved
on.
And he's married.
He's got a baby. He's got a baby. It's life, baby.
Would you do that?
I would. You know, to be honest, if God forbid I get into an accident and I'm dating someone And it's a matter of choosing myself or that person. I choose myself. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you are born alone, you die alone. Like, mm. you've got yourself. Mulala, ulala wiwan. Yes, there's someone next to you, but it's your soul. Mm. You know, and you need to fix yourself before you fix your outside and fix other people. Mm. Because the moment you start thinking, oh no, oh, I need to call him and his phone is off, and that time you're still stressing on recovering, imagine she wouldn't be where she is now. Because mm. fitness band, she's gymming. She's in the gym. Yeah. She's throwing us flames. She would have not been where she is if she was still in the
relationship.
Positive. Her mindset is very positive. Like, okay, I'll focus. So I commend her, and that is some, she should preach that word to everybody that, listen, sometimes when you're focusing on yourself and you want to recover, literally shut everything out and focus within yourself. Yes, it's going to be difficult. Yes, it's going to be hard.
Even if it's letting go of someone you love.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not talking about Tolagari these days.
Hey, tell me about it.
Gooby. So imagine again the situation she was in, and imagine then what man awaits her if she could do that. Because now she has self-inner strength. She's got self-knowledge. She knows what she wants from a man. Mm. And no one can ever tell her, ukuthi, eh, wena, ngenze sona. Uthi, eh, wena, buti, mamela, mina. Diphuma kuye situation esona, sona, sona, so. Wena, you are just small obstacles.
The last but not least. Traveling can seem as a norm for celebs, right? That's how you guys get your bread and
darling,
butter, right?
You catch us at the airport. You know? That's if you want to find us, catch us at the airport.
But DJ Zintle recently was left fuming that her luggage was allegedly broken into. And she got mad because she was on a British Airways flight.
And I can bet. Durban. And I can bet she was on business class, honey.
But imagine business class, they fiddle in your luggage.
Imagine business class, they fiddle with your luggage.
They fiddle through it, and what must happen now? Because it looks like her valuables have been stolen. I'm not quite sure about that.
True. I mean, you know, it's a sad thing. You know, it's a sad thing that crime in this country is such at a high, you know, especially at these airports. You know, airports are supposed to be kind of like the safest place, and that's where actually like the most crime is committed. So for me, you know, what Zint is going through is kind of like sad, because
you know what's even sad?
Yeah,
she said that she's not even going to report it, because it seems like every time they report something, these people don't care.
True.
They don't really take or escalate things further.
For me it's like, what do you have to do to get attention? You know, and that time when you look for the attention, sometimes they think that you're doing it for publicity or it's in the wrong manner. Mm. And I understand her approach. You know one thing about Zintle?
Mm.
She's so smart and she's so sweet and she's so focused.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the girl goes through the most, but she keeps her head above the water all the time.
Does it well.
She's like a philanthropist, a businesswoman. She's like, guys, do you understand that? DJ Zintle's watch, the era by by what era and era by Zintle here up here, and I'm see girl focused. That she's been running that business for 7 years.
Dude.
7 whole years. Mm. And only now it's catching the big break. We know that okay, cool, it's DJ Zintle, this and that.
American Swiss vibes, you understand?
And for her to calmly say that, you know, I'm not even gonna report it. It should raise eyeballs. Like, it should be like, okay, y'all, like, that means we're doing something bad.
However, British Airways did say that they were, Chima sent through her booking details, and they will look into the matter further.
I mean, every brand would do that, you know, just to safeguard themselves.
Do you think they're safeguarding themselves?
I think so. I mean, guys, prime example, let's throw back to the KFC wedding.
Oh, yes.
How many brands came through saying, oh, let's do this, let's do that, let's do this, let's do that. And then when it was time to come to the party, who came to the party?
My question is, what would you do if that was you, if you was in care right now?
I would have handled the situation way differently. I want to throw back to a situation where I was actually on holiday in January, you know. A vacation. Just want to put it out there. Mm-hmm. You know, we get these things, but they come and they go. Mm. But my phone got hacked. You know, my SIM card. Huh? Yeah, I was a victim of SIM card fraud. So it was a Sunday, 4 o'clock. I get a message. Cling. Your SIM card has been successfully ported.
Look, I remember reading something like that.
Oh my God, I lost my mind. Fortunately enough, I called it, because I was Cell C, and I'd ported to, it had been ported to MTN. So I called Cell C. Oh my God, Cell C, guys, listen, Cell C doesn't help me. They, like, it's just like, okay, cool, like, another case, call on Monday. I'm like, guys, do you understand that this is a number that has all my information? These people are going to get OTPs, and then they're going to access my social media. They're going to call people and tell them that, guys, we need money. They're going to access my social media, and they're going to sell it. And understand that social media is my business.
Yes, yes.
So now I'm like, oh, damn, you know.
What must happen?
What must happen? And what I did was I took it to social media. I said, guys, listen, I have been hacked. And then MTN came to the rescue. They did, like, it was in a matter of, like, 12 hours.
Really?
Or less than 12 hours. They were just like, okay, cool. We got this thing. Because I think it's a regular thing that, like, numbers move to their network. So they're quite aware of it. And I'm glad that, like, they're sorting this thing. They're on their toes and they're on the ground about it. And they sorted it out. And I got my number back Monday. I went to the store, got a new SIM card. And then I got my SIM card locked so that whenever something happens, you know, I'm within.
What?
But if it wasn't for
social media
and voicing, because another thing that, you know, I wish the media industry could respect is our craft. You know, we have such power and influence, and it's just that we need to know how to use it, and so that we can leverage from each other. You know, I have people and you need people. So how can we work with each other together?
Yes.
Respect us.
Yes.
You know, respect our craft. Respect what we do. You know, we entertain. Do you know how tiring it is to entertain somebody and to make sure that they are satisfied with what they see? People have this assumption that when they see me in public, they're going to see what they see on videos. Someone bubbly, someone energetic. They don't know that maybe one day I have a horrible day where I woke up, I didn't get a good morning text, and I showered with cold water because I forgot to switch on my geyser, because I'm also human, you know? And then they get there and then they say, let's just say, exhal dumyo. I'm like, I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
And then like, oh no, Lassis is a rude person. And it's literally just because, babes, I showered with cold water. I didn't get a good morning text. I didn't get a clink clink. You know, then I'm struggling because, you know, this industry, you must just maintain.
Hustle. Yeah.
So it's that. Let's, guys, let's respect each other, especially at events. Like, like, as born in America, let's see how in America how they do it. Then let's incorporate it here. And I think you know what?
Zintle held it
very, very well. Like, a stan, a queen. You know, that's queen behaviors. You see that royalty behavior. She doesn't even need to say, I am a queen.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But you know what she does? Which I wanna shade. I wanna put a shade out there.
Zindle,
whenever she plays a set, she plays that song with Busizo, you know, Zinkumbule. She says, your royalty, what does it say?
The Cree.
Yes, the Cree. Your royalty, your highness. Come to the dance floor. So she kind of, you know, says that, listen, I didn't say it though, but respect me. And that's powerful.
So we are done.
We are done. I enjoyed
but
this.
But before you leave, I need you to tell me, what are you currently doing?
I am currently, I am busy with my YouTube. I recently reached 300,000 subscribers.
What?
I know, right? So YouTube is my main focus this year. I don't know if I can say this, but I'll say it. It's fine. Season 3 is coming back. Which is...
And how will it be? Just a little teaser.
It's you know, my reality shows are not like other reality shows where it's all about the lavish and the good. This one is it scares me because we are diving into an aspect of my life where I keep it private, which is just gifts.
Lovely.
Yes.
What?
I know.
We'll finally see the girl.
You will kind of finally see somebody. Something.
Finally. Something. And when will it air? Or are you shooting it?
I can't disclose. We have to, maybe you'll have to be on the look.
I'm saying,
and look for leaks. Cause I know you guys, with leaks and stuff, you'll be looking for scoops and sources and stuff to my Instagram.
We're watching. We're
but yeah,
watching.
Like that's something I'm scared of because, like, I'm a Cancerian. I love, and, like I've been battling with it, and you know, that's why I relate to Samizi's story so much, because like the gay scene is rough. You know, you think you found someone, but someone is busy with someone else, and then you have to settle for that. But now, like, I don't know. We'll see. I don't want to say too much, but I'm you'll excited. See on the show.
I'm excited.
But you know,
I will be watching.
You know, my show is real. Unlike other shows.
Thank I'm you joking. For coming.
I'm joking, guys. I'm not a shady human being. Your shows are real.
You. They understood you. The shade is not that real.
Yeah, no. We keep it real here.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Hopefully you'll have another one.
Another one.
Bye.
Bye.